Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahan. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Welcome to Elevated Places, live on blogtalkradio.com. I am your host, Ava Muhammad, and we are honored to be streaming live on Urban Radio, WKBOL 100.1 FM in Waterloo, Iowa, thanks to Brother Michael Muhammad. Elevated Places is a forum where we engage in open and intelligent discussion on all subjects. We center our conversation around freedom, justice, and equality, including economic independence and self-determination for the 40-plus million descendants of slaves here in North America. Call us at 347-324-5091. 347-324-5091, and join us in our discussion. Now, Elevated Places is expanding, and you can now hear me live on the Talk of the Town, the legendary WVON 1690 AM in Chicago. I'm on every Sunday, 4 Central, 5 Eastern. If you are not in Chicago, just download the iHeart app. You can put it on your smartphone or tablet. It's free. And you can listen to WVON, including my show, anytime you wish. Or you can just log in to WVON.com and you will hear me streaming live. You can call there as well to talk to me at 773-591-1690. And finally, follow me on Twitter. I take questions on anything you want to ask, and you can submit them anytime. Just go to my Twitter account, Dr. Ava Muhammad, hashtag Ask Dr. Ava, and I will answer your questions and do as many of them as possible when I'm on the air on WVON. And so, of course, I am really happy to be back with you again, and I thank you. I see that we have a number of callers already on the line and queuing up, and some people have their comments, and that's great. Of course, tonight's discussion is very critical, and all of you know, just through your daily lives, that this world is literally disintegrating around us. And so we have to make up our mind and make a choice as to which direction we want to go in. We can, as the Quran says, the right way is clearly distinct from the wrong way. We are going tonight because we did not have an audio clip, and you know we usually play a clip of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and we didn't receive it in time. So I am going to shortly share with you some excerpts from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's most recent episode of The Time and What Must Be Done. He has a 52-week series, and he is on part 37. And this past Saturday, the message he delivered was Wicked Policy and America's National Interest. And I'm going to read briefly from that, and then I'm going to welcome, of course, to the discussion and have them enter both our co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, and Elevated Places contributor and analyst, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. So here is Minister Louis Farrakhan. The enemy has not changed from the beginning of his creation, killing the darker, saving the lighter. Nature has not changed. That nature has not changed from the time of General Jeffrey Amherst in 1763, who put smallpox in blankets and came to the Indians claiming that these blankets would, quote, help comfort them through the winter, using biological weapons against the native people. And the fact that we were injected with the most virulent form of syphilis during the Tuskegee experiments from 1932 to 1972, 40 years, and allowing us to cohabit with others to spread the disease. And all we got when it was discovered was a, quote, apology and some very meager compensation. Millions of Americans were given polio shots starting in the 1950s and 1960s, and now flu shots. And we don't know what contagions or toxins are in the vial or serum that we are being injected with. Now, he goes on later to say this, and it is important that you watch this broadcast yourself and that you read the transcript of this broadcast and keep it, because it is in addition to being spiritual guidance, it is a profound research document. Now, he goes on to say, the biological pandemic AIDS has a bleak, ominous, and questionable history. When we consider a June 9, 1969, Subcommittee on Appropriations House of Representatives hearing. Now, this, brothers and sisters, is before Congress. Testimony before the U.S. Congress, 1969. Dr. Donald M. MacArthur from the Army Advanced Research Project. He testified on chemical and biological warfare, and the minister quotes him. There are two things about the biological field agent I would like to mention. One is the possibility of technical surprise. Molecular biology is a field that is advancing very rapidly, and eminent biologists believe that within a period of 5 to 10 years, it would be possible to produce a synthetic biological agent, an agent that does not naturally exist and for which no natural immunity could have been acquired. The minister asks, what is AIDS? It is acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Dr. MacArthur later added, it was possible to make a new infective microorganism that would be refractory to the immunological and therapeutic processes upon which we depend to maintain our relative freedom from infectious disease. What is the meaning of refractory? It means uncontrollable, stubborn, rebellious, heat resistant, resistant to high temperatures, not responsive to treatment. It is a highly controversial issue, the report concluded, and there are many who believe such research should not be undertaken lest it lead to another method of mass killing. In a May 11, 1987 London Times article entitled Smallpox Vaccine Triggered AIDS Virus by Pierce Wright, he says, quote, the smallpox vaccine theory accounts for the position of each of the 7 Central African states which top the league table of the most affected countries. Why Brazil became the most afflicted Latin American country? It has 80 million sons and daughters of Africa in Brazil. And how Haiti became the route or the route for the spread of AIDS to the U.S. The greatest spread of the HIV infection coincides with the most intense immunization programs as follows. Democratic Republic of the Congo, formerly known as Zaire, 36 million people vaccinated. Zambia, 19 million. Tanzania, 14 million. And I'm rounding these off, brothers and sisters. Uganda, 11 million. Malawi, 8 million. Rwanda, 3 million. Burundi, 3 million. But the main one, Democratic Republic of the Congo, with 36,878,000 people vaccinated and with the highest rate of AIDS. But guess what? He teaches us. The mineral resources of Zimbabwe and the Democratic Republic of the Congo are as follows. Mining, coal, gold, platinum, copper, nickel, diamonds, tin, clay, metallic and non-metallic ores, steel, wood products, cement, chemicals, fertilizer, clothing and footwear, foods, beverages. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, mining, copper, cobalt, gold, diamonds, zinc, tin, tungsten, mineral processing, consumer products, processed foods and beverages, timber, cement, and commercial ship repair. Could this be why there is a constant civil war in the Congo? There is an AIDS pandemic, as we speak, in the black community. And the black woman, it is said, is the number one carrier of the HIV virus. What I just gave you was just a small excerpt from Minister Farrakhan this past Saturday, The Time and What Must Be Done. Think about it. And I want to welcome to the line my beloved co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam.
And also our contributor and EP analyst, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ridgely.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother Terrence has been sending out something he received, a short clip, and hopefully we can play that next week.
Oh, yeah.
A clip from Dr. Martin Luther King. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
you know, it's one of those, we got to tell you, listeners, you have to see it and hear it. It's very brief, but it is absolutely mind-boggling.
That's right.
I don't even want to, it's almost like a movie that you don't want to be a spoiler. I don't want to start talking about it. You know, but I just want to thank you, Brother Terrence, because Allah is revealing every day
right. The
pure, complete truth to us, and it is amazing how we have been deceived about
one another. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how we've been robbed of one another's skills and talent and love for one another. And as the minister just said in that excerpt, and that long list of valuable resources that are in the Congo, is this why they're always in a state of civil war?
Come on.
Because the enemy wants in. So, Brother Terrence, can we get a quick rundown of any current events we should be aware of before we go into tonight's continuing discussion on chemical and biological weapons?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We have a little bit to say for tonight. We want to just, you know, I can't stress it enough, the time of what must be done by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, and I ask, you know, I think I asked Brother Ashai the other day, and I can't remember the question he said. I said, how you doing, or what time it is? He said, it's time of the prophecies, you know, whatever, you know, we're living what we're reading, you know, so we're in that time. So everything that you read in your scriptures, you're literally watching it unfold. And I really want to just tell everybody tonight that you have to tweet Dr. Ava at Dr. Ava Muhammad. You need to be aware of what she's saying as being the national spokesperson for the minister. This show, Elevated Places, is what it is. It's to elevate us because we need some serious elevation. That segued into my trip this past weekend to Washington, D.C. for the Congressional Black Caucus, where we had a guest dinner with Michelle Obama. We had a lot of congressmen and important people to come. Even had Shaquille O'Neal, rapper Akon was there. But one of the workshops that was there was ran by our brother John Conyers, and the discussion about reparations again. Dr. Malvo was on that panel, our brother Brian Daniels, and it was just a beautiful discussion. And as I was looking at this Congressional Black Caucus and all of the quote-unquote black leaders there discussing what must be done and what needs to be done, you know, there was few, and I thank Sister Claudette Marie Muhammad for recognizing Minister Farrakhan and Congressman Andre Carson's panel discussion on hip-hop and politics and letting people know that he's been in the forefront with those that are in the industry of hip-hop. But I say that because after I left this prestigious Congressional Black Caucus, I went right across the street, right in the hood. And one of my friends said that she couldn't make the panel because her car had just gotten shot up in D.C. with gunshots. We went into a neighborhood where a group of Franciscans, those are Catholics, was planting a community garden in a black neighborhood, and the brothers didn't look like they were that welcoming, and we went to talk to the brothers in the community. And before I left D.C., the window of my car got broken into before I left D.C. Why do I say all of these things? I say that is because when we look at the time of what must be done and the guidance of Minister Farrakhan, he's just not going to plant no gardens, but he's planting seeds in the young black youth minds. He's going into the neighborhoods. He's talking to them directly. We're not having conferences about black youth. We're going straight into the communities and talking to the black youth. We're not just planting little gardens, but the Minister Farrakhan is saying we're going to buy land so that we can grow food so we don't have to continue to talk about vaccinations. And on October 4th, October the 1st, Obama will be releasing the affordable health care, of course called Obamacare. But we know that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that our medicine cabinet is in the kitchen in our foods. So one of the things the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is trying to help us to do is be like the Muslims prior to 75, where we didn't know anything about a funeral because we didn't think Muslims died, because we had the proper diet, we had the proper food. So this discussion that we're going to have tonight is very key. It's more important than the Congressional Black Caucus, and that's no disrespect to them, but they are not chosen and divinely guided for this day, Minister Farrakhan is. They can help in the work, and they can help strategize, but they must take the lead from Minister Farrakhan and those that are representing him. And, Dr. Ava, we have to continuously give thanks to you for bringing the show Elevated Places to elevate the consciousness of our people, because they need to hear these words. So Twitter Army out there, hashtag as much as you can, Facebook as much as you can. Let people know about Elevated Places, and please tune in every Saturday to the time and what must be done. And for those who haven't registered for the Building a New World Conference in Tuskegee, please go to buildinganewworldconference.com, and conference is CONF, and register, because the minister wants to see the young people. He wants to see the students. He's requesting that every student from the West Coast, East Coast, North and South be in Tuskegee October the 19th, culminating with his address of the 18th anniversary of the Million Man March in Tuskegee. So, Dr. Ava, we thank you. We turn it back on to you, and y'all have to wait out because Sister Ava's getting ready to go global. She's already global. We got some more announcements coming. I want y'all to win tickets. If we had tickets to so y'all can be on the air with Dr. Ava. She's not standing still. She's getting ready to bust out. And if y'all not ready for the ride, y'all better get on there. You better make your calls.
I know that. I know that's right. And I'm loving how I'm seeing the callers queue up early. And before we go into the chemical and biological discussion more in depth, this too, of course, is related because we know that, as the minister pointed out in this recent broadcast, all of this stems, all this behavior on the part of the children of the slave master emanates from how they were made. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had to withstand decades of mockery and rejection for the teachings on Dr. Yaqub. But now every day these people prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it is in their genetic makeup to murder us. And they do it by any and every means available. Don't forget that the state-sanctioned lynchings continue at the hands of the police. Sister LaDonna and I were talking earlier, and I was telling her that Brother Ashad and I, Brother Ashad is the assistant editor of The Final Call, and he's also producer of my WVON version of Elevated Places, and just a brilliant, brilliant scientific brother. And we were, I want to show you the epidemic, that's the point. We were talking about the shooting of, I had mentioned the shooting of Jonathan Farrell in the Carolinas, but I think the language I said was that brother that got shot all those times that the police killed. And he said, yes, we have somebody on that. We're having trouble getting facts, getting information. And so neither of us really specified what we were talking about. We assumed erroneously we were talking about the same case. Lo and behold, I look at the current issue of The Final Call, and this is an entirely different killing.
Mm.
This is a young brother named Omari Williams, who was murdered in Orlando, not far from where Trayvon was murdered. He was murdered in Orlando last September, 2012. 17 years old, 19 bullets in his body. According to investigative reports, the officers fired more than 105 shots. Five of the 19 that hit him, isn't that unbelievable? Five went in his head.
Target practice.
Come on.
His mother was interviewed by The Final Call, and it's The Final Call newspaper that is unearthing this. The NAACP in Orlando knew nothing about it.
Mm.
They knew nothing about this.
Mm.
And as Minister Farrakhan said recently, the police are the modern-day lynch mob.
That's right.
You know, they use the phrase backup, he said.
When
the police call for, quote, backup, that's the signal for the mob to come out of the woodwork.
Come on.
And the story just repeats itself. One brother, 20 police cars, hundreds of bullets, dozens of bullets, shots fired. And our people are struggling mightily to stay in denial, but Allah's not allowing it. Because we know that as this handful of cases comes to our attention, the overwhelming majority of these incidents are never known.
That's right.
Now, in Chicago, you'll read in the paper or you'll see, you know, that little line of words that runs across the TV screen?
Right.
I forgot the name of that. But they while they're talking, they have this almost like a ticker tape. Yeah, running across. So you'll see at the bottom from time to time, police kill suspect.
Mm-hmm.
in Englewood. Police shot and killed a suspect this morning. No name, no reason. And 99% of the time, due to the powerlessness of black people, most of these victims, their families don't have the capability, they don't have the resources to push the matter.
Right.
They can't get beyond the local precinct. They don't know what to do or how to do it. And many times they themselves are targets of the police. And
right.
Then, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, our conduct and behavior is so savage that it gives a door for your enemy to be up in your affairs in the first place.
Yep.
And so I just wanted to, you know, make that known and remind us and make sure you have this week's final call. But stand your ground, all of that stuff, it's not going to get it done. Because as the minister is teaching us from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who got it directly from Master Farrar Muhammad, it is in their nature.
That's right.
They couldn't stop doing this if they wanted to. All right?
That's right.
So the best and only solution is to go for self.
That's right.
I'm going to get off my soapbox and get comments.
Get
out.
Up,
I'm going to go to the
get
house. Unbelievable, though.
That's right,
and it's happening all across the country, and we're going to keep hearing
every
about
day.
It. We're going to keep hearing
that's
more
right.
about it. And we, as we have heard, and you have said before, Dr. Ava, it's surprising, but we should not be shocked. We should not be shocked
exactly.
at what we're seeing. We just have to not do and stop being insane, doing the same old thing, expecting a different result. Einstein,
exactly.
who y'all may listen to, said that, you know, that's insanity. And he was a scholar, so why would we want to continue to do the same thing and be insane? Because
exactly.
we're dealing with the insane people in an insane culture. So that's why the minister is getting us some land so we have a basis for separation.
Right.
And as he quoted from Dr. Brzezinski, it's easier to kill a million people today than to control a million people. So they went through a phase with us of you know, giving us a certain measure of advancement in their society to what we called and thought was middle class. But really it was just a measure of relief from slavery. And then they just said, we can't tolerate this. We can't tolerate. They got to go.
Well, what they did while they was giving us that measure of acceptability, they was also destroying our community by acting like
that's
they
right.
was accepting us and running us all around the country, putting them in mixed neighborhoods in other
yeah.
parts of the country, so that by the time you retire and wake up, you don't even know where you belong anymore. And so they have completely destroyed the connection between community and person. So now we are a person without a community. So we got to
that's
build
right.
it all over again because over the last 40 years, he has scientifically destroyed the whole concept of community and family.
That's absolutely
got to put
correct.
It back.
That's exactly right. Yeah, this so-called, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote, you know, the offer of integration is hypocritical.
Right.
Because as you said, what they really were offering was a methodology, a war strategy to break up and, first of all, separate the skill and talent from its own people so that our
right.
brain power and skills have consistently been devoted to facilitating their world. And
that's right.
the best that we can ever achieve as President Obama and all of us found out in his presidency, that the best we will ever be able to do is manage their reality. This is not our reality. We live in an illusion. And when you live in an illusion, ultimately you're going to die. Because
yep.
it is it's being connected with reality that keeps you alive.
And when you play that tape next week, We go see the other side of the, of Dr. King when he woke up. He wasn't dreaming in 68.
You know,
he
maybe
dreaming in 63, but he wasn't dreaming in 68. And when he woke up, that's when they shot him down.
That's
so,
right.
You know, when you hear that next week, we won't talk about it now, but it's very
right.
very
it's profound. I mean, it was jaw dropping for me.
Yes.
I was sitting there mesmerized looking at it. And it's short, but it is such
a minute,
18 it gives
seconds,
you an epiphany.
And 18 seconds.
Isn't that something?
Will change your life, guaranteed.
Absolutely. So we're going to go to the phones, and we've got Sister Barbara calling us, and she's got a comment. You are on the air, Sister Barbara. Can you hear us?
How you doing? Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, I called to tell you that they're planning a Paul Grib test November the 13th through the 14th of this year. It's a massive grill given by the Homeland Security where they're going to test the U.S. electrical grill that's going down for 3 days. And they're tested to see how vulnerable it is to a physical or cyber attack. And also, they want to observe the response of the masses of people in America, because this test is coordinated with Canada and also Mexico. And so, for 3 possible days, no lights, no electricity, no water. You can't get pumped gas. You won't be able to go to your bank and get money drawn out. And they want to see how fast they can get it back up, because they know if the grill go down by a physical attack, terrorist attack, or a cyber attack, that it would be mass panic and chaos like never seen before in the country. But on the line, I mean, the people are talking about, so if they power it down, then they can't turn it back up. And to think that they're going to have this in November when a lot of places is cold. And also, I wanted to say that I took it upon myself to go online to see what the Congressional Black Congress events that they were having. And I noticed that it had over 33 or more events going on, and a lot of them consist of receptions and cocktail parties. So I guess the CDC was having caucus with Seagams and Remy Martin and Hennessy, because it sounds more like a it sounds more like a big party than anything taking place. So we with the right person, all praise is due to Allah, that our brother is on the case. But I think that information about the massive power grid test is very important to our people, because we have to make sure that they have proper preparations in their house, like water, food.
And this is scheduled to be nationwide.
Yes, ma'am. It's scheduled for November the 13th, 14th, and the 15th. And you can go online. If you go online, put in power grill test November 2013, and all the information will come up.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Well,
I love this forum.
This Sister Ava, thank you for having the forum so I could share this information, because I've been emailing it and Facebooking it all over the place and twirling it, trying to get that information to our people, because the article was in the Washington Times. Most of the articles about this have been in newspapers that black people don't normally read, but this is so, so important, because when it happened in 2003, our people were affected mostly by it, because there was no food in the supermarkets, only 24 hours of food in the supermarket, because one of the tests they want to watch is how the food supply continue. So, you know, so if they can't get this up, you know, half the power lines in the country is old and lapidated, and they might not even be able to come back up. And the messenger had told us one time that we was going to have to go in our house at a certain time and stay. So I thought this was very, very important to share this with you. And thank you so much for being there for me, sister, so I can share it.
Thank you, and you know, thank you so much, Sister Barbara. And you know, Dr. Risley, the minister has said often that one of the benefits, countless benefits of the of How to Eat to Live, which centers around fasting, 24-hour, 48-hour and beyond fasting.
Right.
Not only to allow the body to rid itself of toxins, but also from, and also not only from a spiritual cleansing, but in the middle of the physical and the spiritual is the emotional and intellectual. And the practice of fasting keeps us from going into a panic.
Right.
When the food supply runs out or food is not available for longer than 24 hours. And once you have trained your body and your mind to understand, you are not going to die because a day or two or even a week goes by. But most of our people and most Americans have that mentality.
Yep.
That if a day goes and they don't eat, they're going to be ill. And many of them will be,
yep,
because similar to drug withdrawal,
yep,
they will experience headache, nausea, but they won't understand that's a cleansing process. But I thank her so much for that, Sister Barbara. Okay.
And like you said, this is a test, so they want to see how many people freak out over this period, so we got to get our people ready for it. And also, all of this confusion is 2013. In the meantime, the Federal Reserve and the international bankers is ripping the country off. Ain't nobody paying attention because of these racial incidents, and now they're going to cut all the lights out. So you know everybody's going to forget about the Federal Reserve and the international bankers ripping everybody off. So these boys playing for keeps, and we got to keep
awake
and moving and keeping and to waken our people. So final call in Elevated Places. That's the only place you're going to get it. Time what must be
yes,
done.
Sir.
Yes,
right.
Ma'am.
All right. And we got Sister Amira calling us. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amira.
Well, I thank a lot. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Amira. Sister Ava, to you and the family. I love you, and as the Christians say, there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you for your interest. I thank you for you and your angelic team. Now, I told Sister Donna that I want to tell you about last week. You had mentioned about the shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina, about the brother Farrell that was shot. And you said the prosecutor, but no, it is unprecedented. It was a black Negro sheriff in the city. He's the one pressed charges, but that's not my focus for calling today. I just want to tell you, I love you, as I said, but I do want to tell you, and I had to bring to you, I know you're talking about chemical warfare and all those things, all those are relevant, and I do hope and pray that Allah, inshallah, allow me to come to Tuskegee to see, meet, and greet all of you. But now, Sister Ava, with all due respect, now last time I talked to you, if I can recall your memory, I had asked you about this thing about the Nation of Islam and the process and the procedure of separation, as I am an inborn, I can't help myself to be able to, the ancestors made me an agent for reparation. But then there was a technical terrorism that came in the line, and I never did get my question, but so now this is what I want to tell you. Now, listen.
Okay.
I'm
ready to take your question now.
I don't say I love you, nothing I can do about it or you. So but now this is my question. With all due respect, I came to my attention, and I want to know, and I tried to write it down so I can be intelligent as I could. No, not intelligent, informed. But it's just listen, I want to know, based on what the messenger said, point number four, that the Muslims want that land and the devil to give us 25 years to send off. And I want to know, is that land what the messenger was talking about and what Dr. Martin Luther King said, that as a people we will get to the promised land, is that the same land? I can't find no other way to make it as sensible so you don't think I'm crazy to think about the fact that it's relevant. I mean, it merits the concept of there being a reparation and separation ministry. Because I want to know, it's what Okay, the minister wants us 18 million to give him some help. Okay, these Negroes, I try to get to come to the thing. They ain't having it, Sister Ava, but I know, don't let my blundering confuse. So I just want to know, is the promised land of what Dr. King was talking about, you said you're going to talk about it next week, is that the same land as what the messengers say? No. The promised land of Dr. King and what the messengers say that the devil owes.
Are they talking about the same land?
Come
yes,
on now.
They are. And listen, see, are you listening to The Time and What Must Be Done? Are you following those broadcasts?
And I've been getting, I got my new subscription. I got 5 new final calls in 2 weeks. I'm trying to catch up on it. Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay.
Trying to catch
up. Well, once you catch up on that, you will be, your mind will be clear as a bell, because the minister specifically addressed the promised land, what it is,
ooh,
where it is. Okay, listen. It starts here, and it ends in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. But it starts here. This is our country. We built this country. We are invested in this country. And that is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the former slave master should provide us with, should supply us for 20 to 25 years. But keep in mind that when time moves, it changes circumstances. You know, as a lawyer, if I go into a case and I got a client who was injured by somebody and I make a request and for a settlement, like I'll say, okay, we'll settle this case if you pay X amount of dollars. And if the other side ignores me, disrespects the request, and time passes, then we're going to have to move on to another level of how we deal with this. Because he said we should be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of our own, but he didn't say that if they don't cooperate with this, that we would not do it. And then there comes a point where there's not enough money in the world for you to make anything right. And so you've got to listen to the time and what must be done. It answers every question you could possibly have on the issue of separation, because it is addressing this in real time. We're not in prophecy anymore. We're not talking about what should happen. We're talking about what must happen. This is not the time and what must be said. It's the time and what must be done. And he addresses black people, white people, every kind of people, both genders, every category that you could possibly be in, he addresses that group of people and tells all of us what time it is and what we must do. So thank you, Sister Amira. We got Brother Jihad on, and he has a comment. Welcome to Elevated Places, Brother Jihad.
Thank you. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ava, and Brother Terrence, and Dr. Wesley. I thank all of you.
That's Dr. Ridgely.
I mean, Dr. Ridgely.
Excuse me.
That's a great person.
Yeah, the comment I have is when you was talking about the polio shots.
Mm-hmm.
I remember taking the polio shots as a youngster, you know, and I remember at that age, my aunt used to say that cancer is white folks' disease.
Uh-oh.
Right? But I noticed now, after we took that polio shot, my generation, is full of cancer.
Mm.
You know? Or, you know, breast cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer. You know, I could speak right now about maybe 7 or 8 people that I know that's suffering with cancer or passed away from cancer, you know? And I believe it deal with that polio, the polio shot. You know, then they said, well, that polio shot wasn't necessary, you know? But
I'm in your generation as a little girl. I remember lining up. I remember being in a line in a school somewhere. It wasn't the school I was attending, but somewhere, just a long line of little children, and we took it by mouth. It was an oral vaccine.
Okay, we took
a little
shot.
Tiny. Okay, well, ours was oral. It was little tiny, those little paper things like you have at the dentist or something, and you swallowed it, and what you're saying is absolutely exactly true. And I grew up in a beautiful black middle-class community that was absolutely beautiful physically, emotionally, the bonding, all of that was there.
The
street I lived on, brother, I don't think there's a house on that street, including mine, that at some point was not touched by cancer.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know, and as your mother said, there was a time when it was very rare among us.
Right.
Well,
and now we're dropping like flies from that, along with diabetes and high blood pressure and other things.
Yes.
Well, we're constantly doing research on this, brother, and we found papers based on the National Institute of Health data that actually verifies your feelings, and that is that the study goes 1950 to 2004. And it shows that in 1950, in fact, white people had more incidence of cancer per 100,000 people than we did. And now we have more cancer than they do. So it has flipped. And
yes.
1950s is when they start giving us those shots. So the data does verify what you feel. And as you read the final call and listen to Mr. Farrakhan, you'll be seeing more information and articles coming out pointing directly to the culprit of this. Your feelings can now be borne witness to by data.
Yes. Now, I have another comment about
yes,
what
sir.
You were
Please.
Saying about the sisters. Number one, AIDS carriers and things like that.
Yes.
I had read a book about 20 years ago or so called Global 2000.
Yes.
Where it states that they want to eliminate so many millions of black people by the year 2000. And
right.
it was headed by the National Democratic Party, headed by Jimmy Carter.
Right.
And the groups that the organizations that was participated in was from World Health Organization all the way to Greenpeace, you know? And there was a United States senator, I believe, that said that the mistake that they made was not going after the black woman. You see? You know, so that's been in their plan, you know. And then what you were saying about Yaku's teachings. Now, I stood up in the nation in 1987. My son was born in 1986. I've been studying the teachings of Honorable Elijah Muhammad since I was 16 years old. I read all the books from Message to the Black Man and How to Eat to Live, read Muhammad Speaks. So I knew the teachings. All I didn't know was the supreme wisdom, but I knew who was the wisdom man and who was the colored man. You know, I knew about Yaku's teachings. So when my wife was like 8 or 9 months pregnant, she comes to me and said the doctor wants to stick a needle in her and to my son's brain to find out if he'll be retarded or not. Mm. So I explained to her about Yaku's teachings about drinking in the brain. And I thank Allah that she listened to me and didn't do that and had that doctor to do it to her, you know. So it's saying, you know, Yaku's teachings is still in effect, like you said, in their bones, you know.
And all of that is covered by the minister, Global 2000. The minister referred to that, and not for the first time either, but he referred to it in part 37, I think. Well, 37 and 36, in even in more detail, in part 36 of the U.S. policy to depopulate the so-called third world, which is black people. And the Global 2000 plan which was originally introduced to Nixon and then reintroduced under Jimmy Carter. And and it is and always has been the policy of the United States. And along with all those other groups you name, almost every department in the government, agriculture, defense, CIA, State Department, everybody is in on that.
Yeah.
You know, and so I read from his episode this past Saturday earlier. See, how do you go into Africa and have a vaccination program? For what?
Yes.
How do you vaccinate in one country 38 million people in the Congo? And as he said, it goes all the way back to the principle of Yaqub that the messenger had to tolerate so much mockery over teaching us the darker, kill the darker. Now, isn't it interesting that you're in the darkest continent and in the darkest countries on the darkest continent? You're not in North Africa. You're not in Morocco or Algiers. You're in the Congo. You're in Zaire. You know, you understand? You're in the blackest part of the blackest continent.
Yes,
giving
ma'am.
People free vaccinations from what? We didn't have any illness till y'all came.
That's right.
Get out of our country, and we won't need a vaccination.
That's right.
Exactly.
So thank you so much, Brother Jihad. We got so many other calls, but that was great.
Yeah.
Information, because yes, I remember that the Sabin, either the Sabin, S-A-B-I-N or S-A-B-I-N, the polio vaccine named after this scientist,
right?
That supposedly discovered it. Yeah, unbelievable, but true. Okay, we've got Sister Joella calling out of Washington D.C.
Assalamu alaikum, my beloved family. It's a blessing to hear from you all again and to just continue to say that we know what the time is and what we must do to help our people. And just like you were saying, Sister Ava, about Africa and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence, regarding how our people in Africa are just being just fooled again, because we just saw recently on the news about Chelsea Clinton and her father and mother want to go back into Africa to help us, help our people. And it is so hypocritical that we're trying to, you know, let them know that these, just like you just said, how they're coming in there, inoculating us, and the minister talked about that in 1992 when we had, you know, no diseases, and then they had to come over there and inoculate, so-called inoculate us from different diseases. And the sad thing about it is that we are looking at trying to stay here, but just like you told the sister previously, that we're dealing with time, and we're not talking about separating just all at once, but we have to first start separating in our minds and start reading and understanding what is going on. And when we look at the international policy and how it is being just projected on us, and how when we're trying to run away from our people, they're trying to get in because, just like you said, they want the natural resources. And it's not about Chelsea and the family going in and helping us. It's about getting the natural resources, just like how they did when they went to Haiti. So, again, we thank you for this program. We love you, and I just pray that we continue to do well, and I pray we hope to see each other in Tuskegee. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, beloved, and thank you. We love you back. Yes, ma'am. Well said. And we've got Brother Robert Muhammad calling in. And he has a comment. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Robert.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. It's a pleasure, and I greet the family and your panel and the listeners. I think the doctor you was referring to, this mad scientist, name was Dr. Jonas Salk.
Salk. Thank you.
That's right. Not Saban. You're right, brother.
Salk.
Yes, and they're with the National Cancer Institute, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control. They distributed 2,514 strains of viruses to 125 laboratories in 35 countries. And now they have 592 virus laboratories in just 1 year. And they are taking them throughout the world. AIDS and the Ebola virus are so far the most severe. They use the Ebola virus, when they want to force heads of states to do a particular deed or a particular act or capitulate to some of their fancies. There are now 70 viruses that have been isolated and reported. Now, the strange thing about this, these viruses, they have mastered chemistry like their father Yaqub taught them. These viruses now, they know, we call them time bombs because they have a window period. If they give a child a certain virus, you can just about bet in 8 or 9 years that young girl will develop cervix cancer. And she still has, her hymen has not even been opened, but she's coming down with cervix cancer. Brothers and sisters are falling. Brothers are falling out with heart attacks, and they're not even exercising. They're walking and dropping. It's an uprise woo. Now. In, beg your pardon?
I said, woo. You said walking and dropping, not even running.
Not even running or doing calisthenics. Young Aboriginal sisters, black sisters, little goddesses, are now going through an epidemic of strokes. They're having strokes in their late teens and middle teens. In D.C. at the present time, you have three Aboriginal brothers, Asiatic blacks and Latino, who have prostate cancer, and the oldest one is 23. You didn't look for prostate cancer until you got 50 or 55 years ago.
Absolutely. That's right. That's right.
And I would like to say this. Our people who are pushing this anti-AIDS program, one day they will be brought up on charges just like the Nazis were at Nuremberg. Because the brand that they have, the language they use in restricting people or teaching people how not to get the virus has no teeth in it. Instead of them talking global homicide and global murder among black people, they're talking just wrap it up with some nice fancy music. If you're into jazz, jazz will be playing in the background. If you like hip-hop, hip-hop will be playing in the background when they say just wrap it up. So that's almost inviting to the mindset of youth today who's been on murder and destruction. You cannot get them. There's no teeth in the rhetoric. Now, I'm going to leave with this. The initiation for the police department is the same as the brothers in the gangs. The brothers in the gangs cut your face. They give you a slice on your face. In correctional institutions, which are actually penal colonies, it's called killing Jesus. When you take an innocent man who's totally innocent and you murder him, the name of that is killing Jesus. Those who participate in it, if you're in the society, you're put into an elite corp of police officers. You're not the regular police officer once you're able to kill a black man that you know is totally innocent, whether he's in his bathroom, whether he's in his house, whether he's on the street corner, whether he's in an isolated area. They do it once every 30 days in one of the 50 states in North America. It's also designed to keep your cellular structure and your memory banks with the Willie Lynch syndrome. Because each time they shoot a young brother, it goes throughout the brother's conscious mind and subconscious mind that it could have been him. All of us know we are open target at any time, and that is brought back to life. Excuse me. That's brought back to life every time we read it. So they refer to us, sister, as the target population. We don't plumb our words the way the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches us. A target is a particular scene that has a bullseye in the middle. A bullseye, that's the target. And we're considered the target population in all immunological deficiency diseases And cancer is an immunological disease going haywire, and it's engineered by doctors Robert Gallo, Max Exrix, and Luc Montagnier from France. They pass out virus the way we do bean pies. If so many viruses out, there's no natural disease unless it's him. This common cold would kill natives. In the 1700s, all they had to do was go among Aboriginal people and then they would start dying. So they have perfected the cures for diseases on us, not mice. And now that they've perfected the cures, they sneak into their people and different medications. It's going to get bad shortly because once they get you on medication, they make your medication up without your knowledge. You go get a container. It's got 30 to 90 pills in it, and it's sealed. Sealed doesn't mean that it's being protected so that you don't get harmed. Sealed means that they have full control over your medication. You haven't run no tests on the capsules or the pills once you break that coating on them. You don't know what pill they're going to give you next month after you finish the 30 pills this month. Just like when they do that sub-mortgage.
Yes, sir.
You're living in a house, and they're buying the house from you while you're alive, and you have a visiting nurse. You have to take the nurse and go back to Dr. Yacoub's program, Ministers, Doctors, Nurses, Crematories.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Robert. That's a great call. But we got to move on. We have so many people on. But everything he said is true and right on. And this is what our children need to be taught in school.
That's right.
In their science classes, not this foolishness and nonsense that they're being fed. That's the positive side of all these schools closing down. But he said so many things, Dr. Ridgely, that are very critical to this. We need to understand this pattern.
Well,
it does not change. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he gave us enough clues that when people will go on the Internet and put in a Google search around some of the words and the names of the people and the viruses he talked about, I think they'll begin to pull that information up. Because he gave us a lot of clues that you can go do a Google search and find out more on your own.
That's exactly right. And go ahead, Brother Terrence. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to go in. I know we got a lot of callers. I just really wanted to reiterate that people continue to listen to Elevated Places. But here's the other thing that we want you to do from Elevated Places. When you finish listening to Elevated Places, we want every caller that's listening, if you can get 10 friends of yours, 10 to 20. If you got 100 friends, that's cool. We just want you to get at least 5 to 10 of your friends and replay the blog talk discussions and build on just discussions in your homes. Bring family and friends over and watch the time and what must be done and start to spread this knowledge. Because we know that the callers want to drop in and you got a lot. And remember, we can't get everything in an hour and a half. So we are asking, we're imploring you to make sure that you get 10 or 20 of your friends to come back next week and continue the discussion on Elevated Places, but also start to develop study groups in your home and watch the time of what must be done in your homes and tune into Elevated Places. Go to Blog Talk Radio and replay these talks so the people, the masses, can wake up because you are giving so much information, and Dr. Ava loves her audience because y'all
bring it. Oh, my God, they're awesome.
We love you. So make sure you keep tweeting at Dr. Ava Muhammad and let her know what you got, some information, so we can talk about it on the show.
And thank you, Brother Terrence. Awesome. Time and what must be done circles right in your home. And I want to remind everyone that October 3rd, next Thursday, we will be joined by author and lecturer Dr. Scott Whitaker, who is a profound expert on all of these chemical and biological weapons that are being leveled against us. So October 3rd, right here on Elevated Places, next Thursday, a special edition, two-hour show. We're going to go on, and lo and behold, Dr. Salam. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, family. Dr. Ridgely and my dear brother, Brother Terrence Muhammad, a.k.a. Sure. Flight Lieutenant. Well, for you. But look, I was really key to talk to Dr. Ridgely about the pigment, the pig foot climate, and that decision that was made, and that trial and all. But I'll get to my brother later because I'm doing some work that I think he's going to appreciate. But you brought up AIDS, sister, and this is something that's been dear to my heart ever since 2009. I'm disease free, but many of my people and others are not. And shortly after you visited us, we had a health fair at the study group down in South Haven. And I brought my team who does testing, Friends for Life of Memphis. And it wasn't a large group, but we tested 50% of the people that were there, and mostly believers. And it only takes 18 minutes to do the quick test. And all of us, I knew that I wasn't carrying anything. But until you get that document back after 18 minutes, you take a sigh of relief. And Brother Tadaro said the same thing. He said, "Brother, I knew I was clean, but man, I really feel clean." But I said that to say this. This is the last disease that's going to be issued on humanity in our lifetime.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gallo, who created this, came up with AIDS. HIV wasn't mentioned until almost 18 months afterwards. Acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. My teacher taught me that acquire is a verb, and if you put a D on it, it's in the past tense. The disease doesn't even carry a proper noun. It says acquired. Acquired from what? Well, then he had to come up with the African green monkey who bit a Nigerian brother on his buttocks, and that created AIDS, and AIDS spread throughout the world. That's his lie. And then another guy from France got in an argument with him. They went to court over who discovered the lie first. I've said all that to say this. This disease is so devastating, and a lot of what's going on in prison, the reason they want a young black man in prison is because if you're not a gang member, blue or red, and if you're not a known killer, you're going to be tested. Your manhood is.
Yep.
And so many of the men, young black men in prison, are infected with AIDS. And once they find out you have AIDS, they put you back out on the street. So the prison system is a filtering house for young black men.
That's right.
That's all it is. This is not a real disease. The government created this disease. The U.S.
They manufactured it. They manufactured this.
Right. Our brother, Dr. Boyd Graves, who was in California, died some years ago. He showed the timeline. It began in 1888. And they were so angry with him, but he couldn't do anything because his math was right on time. They began to agree with him, but they knew that he was dying, so they didn't bother him. He just died off. But this thing is really, really serious, and I wish the nation could do more in that area. I know that How to Eat to Live is important, but this thing is so serious. And we talked last week about them sending the test kits for in-home. I'm telling you, the psychological damage of a young person when they find out they're positive, they're going to kill somebody if they don't kill themselves. And now it's reached the senior market. We tested a 77-year-old man. I'm not going to tell you the city, but this man had AIDS. I've been doing this for 13 years, and it is a sad fact as to what's happening. I could talk to you a long time about AIDS,
well,
but I just wanted to get that in.
Well, we probably need to devote a program to it. And, of course, as the minister taught us, with the jail component of this, when these brothers are released, and they come out daily. Groups of black men that have been held come out, and they are not. First of all, they're not tested coming out. You get
That's
tested
right.
going in,
going
but
in.
You don't get tested for anything going out. And of course, many of these brothers go back to a female somewhere.
That's right.
Or more. Sometimes
they go
one, two, or three females. Exactly. And as you said, it is now spreading across age levels. And the piece of it that fits in the overall scheme is the quickest way possible. They know that their time is up and their end is here. It's not near, it's here. And so all that is left is to take as many as he said in the Quran, I will lie in the straight path. You know, and
That's
so
right.
he's taking as many as possible. And frankly, there is no way to deal with this except to step out of his paradigm.
Right.
As Dr. Rizzi
right,
says,
right.
that there's a point where you just have to get up from the table and walk
That's
away.
Right.
You know, there is no strategic response to this because everything in this world is in complete rebellion to God and to nature. And as he said, acquired immune
right.
deficiency syndrome. Everything in that name is artificial.
That's right.
You know, your immune system can't acquire anything.
That is so true. Let me say just
you know,
one thing
but
in closing.
Yeah, yes, sir, because we've got to move on, but we definitely need a
yeah.
show on this. Mm-hmm.
Just one thing, just briefly.
Yes, sir.
Brother Shaheed Muhammad took me to a large church down in South Haven, Mississippi, a church where the pastor said at one time, I will never have one of them, Muslim, speak in my church. And I was the keynote speaker. And I'm, you know, if I stand before you, I'm going to open up like the minister opened up. But there was no problem with that because everything I said, I told the truth. And the church now is reaching out because it's their memberships who's carrying the largest percentage of the virus. And that's what's happening. But they're opening their doors now. If you can come in with some facts, and the Islam that you say you got is in your eyes, not necessarily in your garments, but it's in your eyes, and it's in your conviction in the way you say what you're saying.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, and I'll continue.
Thank
listening.
You. Thank you, Dr. Salam. Always yes. brings it powerful. Let's see. All right. We've got Brother Lewis is on the line. We have so many calls. This is wonderful. I guess we're going to have to start having a regular two-hour program.
I think so. Assalamu alaikum. How y'all
doing? Well, alaikum salam. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. We're doing really good. We thank
good.
You and Dr. Ridgely and Brother Terrence for such a powerful, powerful show each week. Do you
we
mind
thank
if
you
I...
for the information you keep sending into the stream of discussion as well. But go right ahead.
I will be very brief. One thing that I wanted to say is that it's really, really important for us as brothers to hear a sister speak on separation and the power of spoken words, which they help us to grow ideas and plans. It's really, really powerful and refreshing in light of the number one show in Black America for Black women is Scandal. And it's really one of
oh.
the this graceful shows that you could ever want to watch in light of what they're planning into the black woman's mind. I'll be brief. A bus is going to leave Houston and come through Baton Rouge for people who want to go to the Holy Day of Atonement students. And I wanted to know if it'd be okay if I gave the brother's email address out just so that people could get
sure.
on the bus to save her. It's
sure.
T-R-E-V-A, Trevor, M77074@AOL.com. That's TREVAM77074@AOL.com. And last but certainly not least, will your show be from Alabama
during the Day of Atonement. And I'll just be listening and looking forward to seeing y'all. As-salamu alaykum, Doc.
Alaykum as-salam, black man.
Yes, sir. No, I will. No, we will not be doing Elevated Places from the Day of Atonement, but inshallah from Detroit, we will be live for the Blog Talk Radio for Savior's Day in Detroit, Michigan, inshallah, 2014.
Oh, okay.
Did you just give a secret away, Dr. Ava?
Oh, well, that's why my brain froze, because I realized I was, let's say it's becoming increasingly probable.
You heard it first, exclusive announcement.
Shut up, Terrence.
But I do want to jump in and say that, no, blog Elevated Places, as you always know, we will have people there on the ground welcoming two people into the city of Tuskegee, welcoming people into Montgomery. We will be down in the city. Our brother Jaleel Muhammad has been going up and down the East Coast. Shout out to all of the students in Alabama that are coming to the student conference. Over 200 people have already registered. And I got to tell you, please go ahead and register buildingthenewworldconference.com because you will get left out. But if you get left out there, you'll be blessed to hear the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan October the 20th. We're going to pack Tuskegee out, and you will get a chance to get a glimpse of the beautiful, wonderful Dr. Ava Muhammad. Just for that, you need to come and see.
Oh,
I'm telling y'all, y'all don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss it. You might even hear her say something.
Y'all better say I was there in the beginning.
I'm just trying to let y'all know. I'm preparing y'all. I'm just preparing.
Just saying.
Stop. But we've got brother Michael is holding 513 area code, and let's see if we can get his mic open as we begin to wind down. All right, there it is. Assalamu alaikum, brother Michael. Brother Michael? Okay, we'll come
alaikum.
Back. Oh, well,
there,
oh, there he okay, there he goes. Yes, sir.
Sorry, my phone is on mute. Waalaikumsalam.
Oh, okay.
Let me be real quick. Thank you for having me. Let me ask this question, but I want to make a statement to lead into it. The minister is from an article from Brother Jibril, and he quoted Minister Farrakhan saying that time and again that our attitude and our circumstances is a major factor in energizing us to do what we must do to properly relate to self, kind, and others in order to realize our potential. And he goes on to talk about how, you know, a believer is always knowing that Allah's hands are over the entire matter, whatever we're going through. So with all of this evil that we hear, the wickedness about the vaccines, the food, all of this evil, and the brothers talking about the AIDS and these young brothers in prison, being infected and coming out and spreading it, what do you all think that our people's attitude should be? What should our attitude be toward the God who's actually over it all? Because, you know, people can get dissatisfied, commit suicide, and want to just rip up this whole thing. But what should our attitude be from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan making that point?
Somebody
else. Well, you want to go first?
No.
Okay.
Great question.
Well, you know, I was about to say when Brother Dr. Salam got off the is that actually, to me, it's like if they got to do all of this, and like he said, this has been going on for not just since 1971, not just since 1950, but they've been trying to figure out how to get rid of us for a long time, and they've been putting a lot of things out there. Now we got the genetically modified organisms. So to me, it's showing that there must be God in us that we can fight all these things. We shouldn't be here at all. So I have faith that Allah has given us the power to withstand. Plus, he's given us how to eat to live. He told us what we need to do. All of this is just to scare us into our right position, but not to be afraid that we're not going to make it, because we should have been gone a long time ago when we really find out what they've been doing to us. Somehow or another, our immune system has been able to fight off a lot of this because we have the God in us. So I have, to me, it's encouragement, because
They've been fighting us, and we didn't even know it, but yet we ain't dead yet.
That's exactly right. And also, the bottom line is this. We should be full of anxiety if we were only being given the problem, but we've been given the solution.
Right. That's right.
And the only reason the problem is being given in greater and greater depth is a last-ditch effort to save those of our people that continue to be in denial, even though they've received the clear word. But the beauty is the solution is not only known and being given to us, it's accessible very easily. Everything from the Navy beam.
That's right.
The pulse, which has the power to resist radiation.
That's right.
Did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tell us how to eat, he told us what to eat.
That's
and
right.
What not to eat. And this is what the scriptures told us that the Holy Spirit would do in the end, that we would be guided. And so as Dr. Rizzi is saying, if we made it this far with no guidance,
come on,
totally, you know, mentally, spiritually, deaf, dumb, and blind, then, oh, my God, what are we going to be like now? And that's why all of these acts of desperation are being engaged in by the children of the slave master. But there is no such thing as our destruction. We don't even have the power to destroy ourselves. We tried 66 trillion years ago.
That's right.
And couldn't do it. You cannot destroy the black man. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, somebody asked him about destroying the black man and what would happen if the black man was destroyed. He said, well, he can't be, but if he were, it would send the universe back into triple darkness. Everything would return to the way it was before the self-creation. There would be nothing here. But quiet, still darkness. There is no such thing as life without the black man. And there's no way some plastic, artificial, laboratory, mucus-made creature has the ability to take us out if we can't even take ourselves out. It's just not going to happen. So
but
the only hope they have is to take some of us with them. That's it.
And we know there's a wheel up there with a hole, what do you call the New Jerusalem? Is waiting on us to separate so that he can come down with the solutions and the programs, and hopefully our young people will have a brain set in mind to be able to understand the new science that's coming down for us to implement to refurbish the earth. It's just a matter of us getting away from the enemy so that we can receive more holy guidance.
And we will only be here if we're able to clear our head. I mean, we don't have to worry about anybody not getting it, because if we don't get it, we won't be around.
That's right.
And the scientists at the conference on during Savior's Day, was that 2011?
2011,
when
yes.
We had the conference on the wheel and
yes,
using the term UFOs. They said
yes.
That the intelligence on the wheel is 1 million years ahead of
1 million.
Intelligence.
That's
here.
Correct.
A thousand correct. Would be breathtaking, but 1 million years ahead.
That's
the intelligence on that wheel.
That's right.
So we don't have anything to worry about. The only impediment to ourselves is ourselves. It's our rejection of this guidance. But great question, and
thank you
so much. Now, I got time for one more. Quick one. Let's see. We've got Brother David.
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, wa alaikum salam.
Big Doc, what's up, Doc?
Oh, no, not David. Assalamu alaikum, black
all
man.
Day, brother. All right,
oh,
down
what
in Lang City, New
okay.
Jersey.
Okay.
That's what man green for. Please, black man.
Oh, that's brother. Hold up. Whoa, hold up.
David,
that's
together,
that's
you know what
brother
mean?
David.
I'm sorry for jumping in. This is Brother David from North Carolina, Greensboro, Mass. Number 92. The reason why I'm on his talk show, he took me on the road with Dr. Ava in 1996 and took me to Philadelphia,
yes, sure,
where I met Dr. Ava and started to work with Brother Darius, which allowed me to work at Savior's Day, pushing her materials and her books in 97, 98, and 99. He's the reason why I'm on this show today.
Well, as white people say, this is surreal. Awesome.
Yes, ma'am, I am so grateful for Masterful Rob Muhammad, his Christ, and the Jesus in our midst, the Alpha Miss Louis Farrakhan, just to have a family like y'all. You don't know how much I miss y'all.
Oh, my God.
Don't
but you know what's so great is after Brother Michael raised the question of how sometimes the heaviness of this knowledge can weigh it, for you to come behind, that, I mean, that's a lot. As-salamu alaykum. I mean, it took everybody right back up. You know?
Well, when you got
Brother
the God, and the God is on the phone, you can't do nothing but elevate. I mean, thank you, because you're the best help we have. And you got my main man, Doc. How can we go wrong?
I'm telling you, he brings it right from nature. You know, I guess people would call this, when we're all gone, they'll call this the era of reality. You know? When reality finally came to them, you know.
Well, you got to thank Brother Salam, because Brother Dr. Salam, he's been bugging me to talk to you. I follow
all
you
all praise
you go.
To Allah. Yeah,
all
another scientist.
To Allah. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and like I told you, I'm born to serve our nation. I'm ready just to see what Allah has in store for us. It is time. We got the greatest helper on the phone, elevating us to a level that we should be at 10 years ago, but we're a little behind the eight ball. You know, because we're still stuck in first gear. You know, like Doc used to say, butter up! You know what I mean? This man was, he studied us in Greensboro and made sure we wasn't phony. But I'm telling you, from what I hear from y'all, I'm ready just to turn over this planet and give it to the original man and his queen.
Well, what makes it so powerful is the callers, including soldiers such as yourself, because all is said and done, the bottom, our greatest strength is the spirit.
You told me a long time ago, I had a book in
it.
And I thank you for that, because I didn't set this up. God set this up the whole time. I'm grateful just to be in the midst of the gods and the goddess. And I really mean that to the depth of my heart, because there's no greater nation than this black nation that we've been building for the last 26 years under the guidance of the Jesus that I know. I don't know about y'all, but he's Jesus.
Go ahead.
He's a Jesus. You can make no doubt
I'll
about
go
it.
With
you
that.
Look the point. All you got to do is go to Chicago. He right there. Dave, I can't thank you enough, because you're one of the greatest things that ever been put in my brain. I talk about you night and day. My children is your God children.
Oh,
Brother Ridley, I love you because
they sure
you taught me how to eat the lid. And I'm getting younger and younger. I look like I'm 16, and I can't wait to see y'all.
Okay.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, Brother David. And I just got the 90-second signal. So
praise
calling. We look,
Paris,
we look forward to seeing
you.
All right. He loves you back, too, beloved.
That's right.
So, brothers and sisters, powerful, brilliant listeners, thank you so much. And I want to thank the entire Elevated Places team as we expand, because, as I said, we're on VON now in Chicago. We're in Iowa. So Sister LaDonna, Brother Bobby, Brother Terrence, Sister Rona, Sister Valerie, Brother Ashad, Brother Timothy, and, of course, the callers, the listeners, the participants in these discussions. And we thank Allah and the person of Master Farad Muhammad for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and our beloved guide in our midst, Minister Louis Farrakhan. May Allah bless all of us with love and the light of understanding. come back same time next Thursday, Dr. Scott Whitaker, as we keep busting up this devil's plan on chemical weapons
and
warfare.
Assalamu alaikum. With Dr. Aleem. Be sure to find us right here every Wednesday at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. If you've enjoyed our show today, please bookmark Elevated Places as one of your favorites. And remember, we are all preparing for a brand new season.